Hello, my name is Ty, and I am a first-year student at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. This year's Advent devotionals will feature readings from publications by Pittsburgh Theological Seminary faculty members. Today's reading comes from the book, The Sermon on the Mount, Inspiring the Moral Imagination, written by Dale Allison, Arett M. Grable Professor of New Testament Exegesis and Early Christianity. It is published by Herder and Herder. For information on ordering the book, visit cokesbury.com. The Sermon on the Mount ends with an ominous parable in Luke 6, 47 through 49. It envisages a flooded wadi overcoming a house built on sand, while a house founded on rock endures. The import is much the same as in chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. The person who hears Jesus' words and does them, who is like a house on rock, is the same as the one who enters through the narrow gate and takes the hard road to life. The person who hears Jesus' words and does not do them, who is like a house built upon sand, is the same as the one who goes through the wide gate and takes the easy road that leads to destruction. Whoever hears these words of mine and acts, poi, on them, takes up the verb poio of our section. It appears 9 times and is translated by the NRSV as hear or hears in verses 17 through 18, as do or does in verses 21 through 22, and acts in verses 24 through 27. The fundamental meaning is do. Its repetition indicates the goal of the discourse. The sermon is a call to action, as well as the fact that the goal is easily missed. Throughout this section, we are confronted with the problem of all moral and religious discourse. It is only discourse. Instruction and exhortation are not ends in themselves, but means to an end, that being proper life in the world. Referenced in John 13:17, Romans 2:13, and James 1:22. As Luther wrote, "The doctrine is good and a precious thing, but it is not being preached for the sake of being heard, but for the sake of action and its application to life." In Sermon on the Mount. Sadly, however, it is easy enough, indeed, altogether natural, to hear the Sermon on the Mount, to interpret it, and even to memorize it, and still not live it. This season of Advent, O God, we do not always take seriously your coming into our lives. Help us to act uprightly, to love you and our neighbors and ourselves, to bend our swords into plowshares. Help us to walk in your light once again, living out your message of love and hope to a world in need. Amen.